I suppose, really, Jane, you were the first reality TV star, weren't you?
I'm sorry. Yes, I apologise.
No, don't apologise.
It's all my fault.
The cruise. I mean, there'll be a whole generation who never and don't remember the cruise and never saw it.
That's right. That's right. It's quite weird because a lot of the times when I'm singing, I have a lot of the young ones coming up and say, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know you're a singer," and I'm like horrified because that's my main job. I only do telly. You know, to sell me tickets, really. So it keeps me on the telly, so people know who I am. And but actually, it's to fund and to put me out there for profile, really, for my main job, my grown-up job. So it is a shock.
How did that happen for you? Because obviously you were on the cruise ships, and then you were suddenly plucked out of normal life onto our television screens.
It was. I would have done it a little bit differently if I'd have known how big it was going to go.
In what way?
Well, I certainly wouldn't have left my mother's pants on the radiator when we went home. Or wore a dress that gave me 15 chins in the gold dress. I'll never forget the gold dress. Yeah. And have my hair highlighted on TV and buy my pants in Marks and Spencer.
This is all part of growing up, though, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. I think I would have gone, oh my goodness, what do you think you're doing? If it was now and that happened, it probably wouldn't have had that innocence about it. So, in a way, I'm really glad it happened when it did. We were one of the first, and look where I am, and I'm very grateful for that.
And I'm obviously not the first person to ask you this, but how did you cope, Jane, with that overnight success, that overnight stardom?
You just do. I think once you're on the TV, Rob, everybody thinks that that's it, you've made it, and that's great. It's actually the start of it. You have to work then three times as hard to maintain where you are, because it's very, very easy, as you've seen over the last 15 years with all the talent shows and everything else that comes around, they get huge exposure, but actually it's harder then to stay where you are. So you have to go out there, you have to tour, you have to be pretty savvy as a businesswoman. It's all been a learning curve for me, trust me, I've failed many, many times, but I think that's also something that you have to do. You have to fail a few times to be a success.
But it's a big hoop to jump through, isn't it? I had Chris Maloney in the studio this week from last year's X Factor.
Uh-huh.
And he's had a few lows, hasn't he?
He's had a lot of lows.
He's had some highs as well, bless him. But that's been a tremendous transition for him to cope with.
And it's, you know, to be ridiculed on TV like that. I mean, I've had many cups of coffee with Christopher, and he's a friend. He's a friend of mine. And he's a very talented young man, but it was like the Christians going to the lions for me. I was appalled by his treatment. And that's my channel I'm talking about, so I'm going to be in trouble for that. But I just think it wasn't fair. But I admire him for going out there and going and doing it. He's coming to see me in Blackpool, which I'm going to have another chat with him there. But good for him going out and facing it and doing it, because it's not easy. It's not an easy job.
And his new single's out as well. Anyway, this is about you, not him. As lovely a guy as he is. What a journey, Jane, for you. I think it was you that said it's not about counting the years, it's what you do with them. You certainly have made the most of your career, haven't you?
I think you have to do. It's like, you know, my sister-in-law just said, you know, keep moving, love, because they can't hit you. And I thought, yeah, that is true, actually. That's a very Yorkshire saying. But it's true, I'm a workaholic, I think. I absolutely love what I do. And although there are a lot of lows, you have to just keep... There's so many brick walls that get put in front of you. And you look at it and you think, right, which way am I going to go over this? Because I'm not one who'll say... I've had lots of doors slammed in my face and said, no, no, you can't do that. No, no, you can't do that because of who you are. And I think, I don't think so. I think I'll just go this way and I'll see you at the other side. And it always works. So you have to be very, very focused on what you do.
Mm. Loose Women, how long now has it been going? How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it 10 years and I love it, absolutely love it. And it's been going about 13 years.
What is the secret of daytime TV as popular as that?
I have no idea. If I knew the secret of that, I'd be sat on the board. Maybe that's the next step for me to take, Rob.
It's just occurred to me, how do you relax when you're not working, which isn't often, I know. What do you do? What are your interests, your hobbies?
Well, I write songs.
But that's work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's a great way of earning a living, I'll grant you, but it is work.
Actually, yeah, it is. I like to just spend downtime. I'm like everybody else. I like to sit and veg on myself for watching Coronation Street.